Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stuff You Should Know About Greek Mythology. I am your host, Kyler. In this episode, I will discuss five stories in Greek mythology. What comes to your mind when you hear the words Greek mythology is a gods, strange beasts. Well, when I think about it, I usually think about the gods of those stories and all the things they can do. The reason I did this topic is because Greek mythology has very many different scenarios and I find them very interesting. An interesting story is about Cerberus, a three-headed dog that guards the gates of the underworld. The gods are very afraid of dogs, so they respected Cerberus a lot. Cerberus' job was to make sure that the dead didn't escape from the underworld and that no living would enter. Something that happened to Cerberus was Hercules, who was sent by the Euripids to capture Cerberus and bring him back to them. Hercules took on this challenge as it was believed to be impossible. After Hercules reached Cerberus, he defeated it by using a sword and shield made of the skin of a mythical beast, and then was shot by an arrow from Hades since he didn't want Cerberus to be taken. This next story is about the Minotaur, a hideously deformed human that was so deformed that King Mino thought that his wife was cheating on him, and so that sent him into a rage and he murdered his wife. After killing his wife, he couldn't bring himself to kill his son, if the slightest chance it was his. But the child was no ordinary child. It was enormous, supernaturally powerful, ravenous, and bloodthirsty. As he grew up, he caused harm to the citizens of the kingdom and was later named the Minotaur due to his head looking like a bull. It was far too strong and dangerous to be put outside city walls or in a prison, so King Mino had to come up with a new way to contain this beast. He turned to a famous inventor named Daedalus. He came up with a labyrinth, an infinite maze that he was going to use to contain the Minotaur. After containing the Minotaur, they decided to use it as an execution area. They would throw convicts into the labyrinth with the Minotaur and would eventually die by being eaten by it. But one day, a man came prepared to fight the Minotaur. This man was Theseus. He had a ball of yarn and a sword to help find his way around the maze and then kill the beast. He succeeded in killing it and then followed the yarn back to freedom. Another story is about King Minos, the king that turned everything to gold. Dionysus, the god of wine and fertility, was found searching for someone named Silunes. It turns out that he had been captured by the guard and was in prison. He was then released and brought back to Dionysus. In trade, Dionysus granted one wish to King Midas. King Midas wished for everything he touched to turn to gold. After being granted this wish, he immediately wanted to turn it back, as his daughter, who went to embrace him, was turned to gold. Dionysus, amused by Midas' problem, told him to go wash himself in the river of Pactolus. After he did this, the wish was reverted and everything he touched was turned back to normal. This was a rare case in which a god's wish was taken back. Something else in Greek mythology are the Cyclops. They are one-eyed monsters that are lawless savages and refuse to use agriculture and law. They are shepherds and eat humans. There is one story about a Cyclops named Polyphemus. He lived in a cave and would invite humans in by tricking them into thinking there was a lot of food and wine. He would then eat them, but one time he tried to trick the man Odysseus. He lured him in and his two companions into his cave and then ate two of them. Odysseus, being the clever person he was, told the Cyclops that his name was No One. He then got the Cyclops drunk on a strong wine, and while he was incapacitated, stabbed him in the eye and escaped. After Polyphemus wakes up and realizes this, the other Cyclops come to help, but since he only knew Odysseus by No One, he said he was attacked by No One, and so the other Cyclops left him. My final story is about the Gorgons and Medusa. The Gorgons are a race of half-human, half-snake creatures that when someone looked into their eyes, they would turn to stone. An infamous Gorgon is Medusa. She was once human, but then was cursed by a god, Athena, to become a Gorgon. Unlike other Gorgons, Medusa still kept her human traits except her hair, which was turned to snakes. Also, unlike other Gorgons, Medusa was mortal and could be killed. A great Greek hero named Perseus found out about Medusa and went to go kill her. He did this by using a mirror to guide him towards her so he didn't turn to stone, and as she slept, chopped off her head and killed her. He then realized after cutting her head off that it can still be used as a weapon, so he attached her head onto a shield and now uses it to turn his enemies into stone.